Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes. We've been talking for the last few minutes, and will be for the rest of this hour, with the authors Tricia Bliven-Chazanoff, and I'm probably mispronouncing that, and Lisa Davis, of Easy to Love But Hard to Live With: Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories. And it's the stories of, I don't know, what is it, 35 of these people in short story form, written in just this incredibly beautiful, incredibly compelling way. So one of the things that is interesting is, in telling these stories or in talking about them, there also is a question-answer period for experts on each of these entities. So, Lisa, why'd you decide to have experts, what I would call, moderate some of the stories? So right at the end of the story, it looks like there's a way to get more information about what you wrote about.
Well, I think, you know, one of the big goals of the book is for people who are reading it to say, oh my gosh, that sounds like me, or sounds like, you know, one of my loved ones or my coworkers. And if you read the story and it really resonates with you personally, or you give it to them, it resonates with them, they might be thinking, wow, this was great, but now what? What? I need some advice. I need some help. And whoa, hey, it's right there, you know? So I, because of my radio shows, I have access to top experts in all these fields, and I was able to reach out to them, and they were all so generous with their time and giving of their time to us and having them be part of the book, which was wonderful. One of my favorites is actually Areva Martin, who you'll see on CNN all the time, and she's a wonderful person. She's a wonderful advocate, and it's really meaningful to have such well-versed and respected people in the book helping out.
Tricia, you told these as stories. Well, it looks to me like all of these are stories, plus the expert fill-in after the story for the question-answer period. Why did you decide to do it as stories?
Because stories reach people. And our world, our community, our lives are all made up of stories of one form or another. And it's how we kind of define our own identities. It's how we relate to each other. It's how we create our communities. And I think there's tremendous power in stories. And one challenge that I think we all face is that we hide our stories. We present these sanitized, idealized versions of our lives, and we don't want to let people know how scary and messy our lives can be at times. But as soon as we do, we open ourselves up for connection. So just to use myself as an example, you know, I mentioned that I suffered in silence with OCD for 2 decades before I got a diagnosis. And the reason I got a diagnosis is because I was reading a story one day. I was reading a story of somebody who could have been me. She described my symptoms, my fears, my obsessions, my compulsions. And up until I read that story, I thought that my OCD was a character flaw. I thought that I would be better. I would get better if I would just have more willpower, if I was a better person, if I were stronger, if I were smarter. And I thought it was a bad habit or character flaw. I didn't realize until I read that story that I had a mental illness. I had a disease that could be treated and could be addressed. And all of a sudden, I was able to be set free from that shame and understand myself in a different way. And so it was that story that made that connection for me. And our feeling is if one person out there reads this book and sees themselves in one of these stories, and these stories are so, as you said, they're brutally honest and very real, and they're people who have just offered themselves up so that other people, other readers, may have the opportunity to feel that connection.
If the people, and this is a very interesting thing, there's almost, I mean, the stories are written with such power and such, how much editing did you have to do on the stories versus how much is almost native if you will, to the author, because these stories are so powerful. I'm wondering, should I be giving you credit for all this great editing, you and Lisa credit for all the great editing? We're talking to the authors of Easy to Love but Hard to Live With, Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories, and these are really powerful stories. And the website is itsyourhealthnetwork.com. The stories, and I'm so, Tricia and Lisa, how much editing did you do versus how much is the native true story?
I think that that depends on the story. There are a few stories in there that came to us beautifully. Catherine Ellison had a story that I think we barely touched, and there were one or two others that we barely touched. But the rest, we edited, and it was a very difficult task because really the courage and the passion was all there. But not everybody is really a writer, and so what we did and what we worked really hard to do was to craft these stories and make them readable and have a flow to them while still preserving the individual voice of each contributor. And what you said in the very beginning that they all read differently. And that's always, every time somebody says that, that's a big relief to me because it means that we did our job, our editing job, well.
Now, Lisa, you also have a story in here called Deja Vu. Tell us about the story.
Yeah, well, when I was growing up, my mother had what we now know is sensory processing disorders. Everything is too loud and too bright, and the house was like an icebox, and she always had it dark, and she spent hours a day in her room in the dark, and everyone just like goes, what is wrong with your mother? Diane's just quirky, but I saw that she was suffering, and she would go to all these doctors, and everyone just told her she was crazy and hyper and, you know, anxious, which she became because of all the denial. And then she unfortunately died in her 50s from ovarian cancer, never being validated. And the reason I know she had sensory processing disorder, because when I had my daughter, she started showing all the same signs. And it was, I thought, oh my gosh, I can't go through this again. It was hard enough with my mother. And is my mom going to have, or my daughter going to have a life like my mom? But it took a few years and we finally started, the diagnosis started coming in, and my daughter has help at school, and she has friends, and she has specialists who understand her, and she has medication. And I mean, it's such a different life, and that there is hope. And there's some great after stories. One of them is by one of her specialists who just shows how much my daughter's grown and changed. And we still have struggles. There's daily struggles, but she's not going to live in the dark and the fear and the hopelessness that my mother had.
And now, if you guys had to say, what's your greatest, I mean, part of this lesson is that writing these stories, it seems, helps the people with the story.
I agree.
Yes, and you know, I'm sure you know this, that even in a healthcare setting, that they've shown that being able to tell the story of your illness and your recovery is a tremendous health.
I'm going to have to cut you off because of hard stop. Easy to Love but Hard to Live With, Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories. Wonderful. Easy to Love is how you get it on Amazon.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. we can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.